Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Why don't you get a job, Spicoli?
What for?
You need money.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
You know it's my favorite. I always play the favorites when I'm talking about the legalization of marijuana. I was opposed to the idea here in Missouri. And, of course, it passed anyway because half the people wanted to profit off of it and the other half are just stoners who wanted to get stoned and not have to worry about the police catching them. So it's legalized now. You got what you wanted. My guess is you're still paying a hell of a lot more than you expected for the pot that you're buying if you're buying it at a dispensary. Am I right about that? Now, I've never been in a dispensary. But I know in the state of Illinois, we looked at this. The taxes on it are so high that it was still a hell of a lot cheaper to go to whoever you were buying it from illegally before and get it from them. Because if you get pulled over with it, they're not going to ask for a receipt anyway. They don't stop you for marijuana things these days. We got Ken Belkin with us. He is an attorney, and he's been looking at some of the explosion, I guess, in the black market cannabis business out in California. Ken, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Yeah, it is out of control. I mean, look, generally speaking, I'm in favor of legalization, but things have to be done correctly. And if you take away all the threats of penalties and punishments for possessing marijuana and say, hey, to these drug dealers, and look, I'm a criminal defense attorney. I've known a lot of drug dealers. They're not too big on paperwork. They're big on stuffing weed into baggies and selling it to stoners like myself when I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
All right? But the reality is that you say, hey, there's no penalty anymore. And by the way, fill out all this paperwork to get a license. No one's getting these licenses. And in New York City, I mean, you have I'm not even exaggerating. It feels like on almost every corner, an illegal pot shop has popped up. And it's ridiculous. You know, they need to do what they did with liquor when it was re-legalized when prohibition was repealed. Every state commenced a state liquor authority to make sure there aren't too many of these shops too close to each other and that they're kept a safe distance from schools and churches. And they're not doing that. It's like the Wild West out here.
But I mean, unless the tax goes down, which I think the majority of people, even if they support legalizing it, they're still supporting a tax on it, is what I've seen play out here in Missouri. I mean, how do we fix this without bringing the taxes down on that? Seems like this is always going to be an issue.
Listen, these things are above my pay grade, but all these punitive taxes that they put on things, these vice taxes. I mean, look, I don't smoke cigarettes. I quit years ago when I had kids. But in New York City, it's almost $20 for a pack of cigarettes. And that's not because cigarettes are that expensive. It's because of all the taxes that they put on it. And where is this money even going? Because in New York City, it's not going to the cops, who barely make, you know, more than like a restaurant waiter, and most of them can't even afford to live in New York City. I'm not sure where this money even goes in the first place.
Yeah, it's a good point. And, you know, to the black market side of things, when Missouri passed its marijuana law, it supposedly allowed people to grow up to 12 plants for their own personal use. But you're right. There's nobody, nobody's applying for the permit to do that. And just recently in the municipal elections, there were more tax increases on the ballot. So these local cities had the right to add another 1 or 2% onto the cost of a bag or joints or whatever they're buying. So it's still cheaper to go to the black market to get it.
Yeah, and look, I don't know what the solution is. I think it is to follow the template that state liquor authorities have put in place, because I think that's the closest thing to how it should be regulated, because they've done a pretty good job, at least in New York and most other states that I'm aware of, have done a pretty good job at regulating alcohol sales and consumption. So it seems like the template is there. Just follow the plan.
It's a good point. Ken Belkin, thanks for your time today, my friend. We appreciate it.
Good morning. Thanks.
Yep. Have a good one. Yep. He's a criminal defense attorney. I love that answer.
Yeah.
they're not good at filing paperwork. They're good at stuffing marijuana into little plastic
and
baggies.
Rolling it and smoking it. It's true.
But when do we start with the public messaging campaign like you did? Don't drink and drive. Even buzz driving is drunk driving. We hear those PSAs all the time.
Yeah.
And yet I'm driving down Market Street yesterday on the way home, and I see a cloud of smoke rolling out of the side of a car window, and they weren't vaping. I could smell it. They were getting stoned driving down the road.
Yeah.
So where are those PSAs telling people that stone driving is also driving under the influence?
I think even that the increased tax passed for marijuana in St. Charles County. So, I mean, again, I think people who even support the legalization of it, which I did not, they support more taxes. So,
yep. It's true. It's a problem.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.